Sunlight. By the albinocorn. Chapter 3. Sunset's alarm went off, and she slapped it until the sound stopped. She rose from her bed and stretched her arms out, yawning loudly. Aside from the odd taste in her mouth, she felt great. She rubbed the sleep from her eyes and pushed herself onto her feet. After sleeping for an entire day, she thought her muscles would be weak and stiff, but she felt incredibly limber. "I knew it was nothing," Sunset smirked. She threw open the blinds and recoiled at the unholy light of the morning sun. An involuntary hiss escaped her lips, and she snapped the blinds shut. "Okay, still sensitive to light," noted. After the spots vanished from her eyes, Sunset wandered into her bathroom. Perhaps it was her imagination, but looking into the mirror, her face seemed a bit paler. Of course, she had been shivering under her covers for the last 24 hours. Her hair was a knotted mess, nothing a hot shower wouldn't fix. Speaking of hot showers, Sunset noted she was still particularly cold. Not freezing like yesterday, but enough for her skin to form goosebumps. A shower and maybe a bowl of soup for breakfast. The thought of food, however, made her stomach turn. All right, just a shower then. Sunset peeled off her fetid pajamas and stepped into the steaming curtain of water. While it drove the goosebumps away, she still felt cold deep inside. She swallowed some of the hot water to chase it away, but it only elevated the cold for a few seconds. Sunset ignored it and took to washing her hair and pulling the knots out of it. The water felt so soothing that, were it not for school starting in a half an hour, Sunset might have stayed in the shower all morning. She stepped out, dried herself off, and prepared for the day. When she finished grooming and dressing, she stepped over to the window and carefully pulled the curtain back. A large group of clouds had blocked out the sun, making the light tolerable. Sunset still scrunched her nose. Perhaps she had just been inside too long and needed to slowly get readjusted. Either way, she hoped the clouds would keep the sun covered for a while. She gathered her school supplies together and slung her bag over her shoulder. Before she stepped into the kitchen, she poked under her bed for the bat. Nothing. Sunset scratched her head, wondering how it could have gotten free. The shoebox was one thing. How did it get out of the apartment? Sunset shrugged. It wasn't her problem now. She paused in the kitchen, trying to determine if she was hungry. Her stomach made an unpleasant flop again at the thought of food. So Sunset went on her way. The muted light still made Sunset shield her eyes. She waited a few minutes to see if her eyes would adjust. If anything, the longer she stood outside, the more they seemed to burn. She ran back inside and grabbed the sunglasses she kept in her drawer. They had been a little gift from Flash when they had gone to the beach, though Sunset had only worn them one time. She wasn't sure why. They were pretty stylish. Sunset slipped them on and the light became bearable again. Checking her phone, she found that she had 20 minutes left until the first bell and rushed to her bike. Perhaps it was the spike of adrenaline she had from realizing she might be late, but Sunset felt like she had practically glided down the stairs and across the pavement to her parking spot. It couldn't have taken her more than 5 seconds. Whatever. She started her motorcycle and raced down the road. 10 minutes later, she arrived at the school parking lot, having gotten lucky with the stoplights. With the first bell imminent, students were beginning to flock inside the building. Sunset followed the crowd and broke off to her locker to put away her books. The locker next to hers belonged to Octavia Melody, who was currently rummaging through it with a sullen expression.
"Hi, Octavia,"
Sunset said with a friendly wave.
"You look upset. Is something wrong?"
Octavia managed a weak smile, then rubbed her puffy red eyes.
"Good morning, Sunset. I've just had a long night. My father was sent to the hospital yesterday."
Sunset's heart missed a beat.
"Oh no! Is he all right?" "They said he should be fine, thankfully."
Octavia slipped a book into her bag and closed her locker.
"It's just, they aren't sure what happened to him. Last night he went to take the garbage out. Then he took too long to come back. My mother went to check on him and found him laying in the alley of our house, unconscious. They said he just had a dramatic drop in blood levels, but they can't figure out what caused it."
Sunset finished putting her books away.
"That's weird."
Octavia nodded. She leaned in and dropped her voice to a whisper.
"It gets weirder. While we were at the hospital, three more people were rushed in under similar circumstances. They were found all with extremely low blood levels.
Closing her locker, Sunset fixed her eyes on Octavia's neck.
Definitely freaky. She could almost see the blood rushing through Octavia's jugular, flowing at a heightened speed.
She was still nervous, concerned about her father's well-being. The vein twitched every third word. Sunset had stopped listening, though.
Be positive. In fair shape. Great circulation.
Sunset mouthed saliva a little. Perhaps skipping breakfast had been a bad idea. Now she was hungry. The bell rang. Its shrill cry shook Sunset back into the present. Octavia was walking away, waving goodbye. Sunset raised her hand, flashing an uncertain smile. Her mind seemed a little hazy. What had Octavia been saying a few seconds ago? Sunset rubbed her forehead. Her mind seemed to have blanked out for a whole minute.
Maybe I should have taken an extra day off.
Well, she was here now. Might as well push through. She stopped to get a drink from the fountain. It didn't do too much to quench her parched throat.
Nice shade, Sunset!
Sunset set her tray of food down next to Rainbow's.
What are you...
Sunset reached up and pulled her sunglasses off, squinting at the sharp contrast. She pushed them back on and sighed.
Right. My eyes are still really sensitive to light, I guess.
Twilight sat down next to Sunset, her hair back in its bun.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. The fact that you're up and at school is quite a turnaround from yesterday.
Yeah, besides the light and constantly being thirsty, I feel great.
Sunset looked down at her lunch food, and her stomach twisted into a knot.
I also don't seem to have an appetite.
She pushed her plate away. Rarity tittered and set her fork down.
I know what it's like to be on the tail end of sickness, dear, but you must eat something.
Sunset pulled the bowl of salad close to her and speared some lettuce onto her fork. Her stomach churned as she brought it close to her mouth. Touching her tongue to the leafy greens, her stomach heaved, and Sunset violently gagged.
Can't do it,
she said, covering her mouth. Pinky snatched the plate away.
Yay! More for me!
Rarity narrowed her eyes.
You could show a little more sympathy, Pinky.
She's not gonna get her appetite back,
Pinky said with her mouth full of salad. Sunset took a long draught from her water bottle and sighed.
Well, the good news is I'm getting better. By tomorrow, I'm sure I'll be starving. I told you it was nothing to worry about.
Twilight cupped an apple in her hand.
I still think you should be more careful in the future. What if it's really something serious next time?
I'll cross that bridge when I get there,
Sunset said nonchalantly. From the corner of her eye, she saw Twilight poke her bottom lip out. It was such an adorable pout. Sunset couldn't help but laugh.
I promise, Twi. I'll consult a doctor next time something serious happens. All right?
Twilight took a bite of her apple and stared straight ahead instead of looking at Sunset, a splotch of pink on her cheeks. Sunset didn't know what it was, but Twilight seemed prettier than usual today. Sexy, even. The silkiness of her hair, the outline of her cheekbones, the shape of her intelligent eyes hidden behind those glasses. Sunset moved her eyes down to the base of Twilight's neck. Her heart rate was a little faster than normal, and some of the blood was still rising to her cheeks.
Zero negative. Very rich. Surprisingly healthy for how little exercise she gets. But she eats pretty well.
Sunset looked further down, licking her lips. They were hard to see, but Sunset knew Twilight had some slight curve to her body. Oh, how she'd love to sink her teeth into Twilight, and not just the neck.
Are you sure you're not hungry, Sunset?
Rainbow's mocking voice drifted into her ear. Sunset jolted upright.
What happened?
Everyone around the table was giving her various looks of amusement, while Twilight was now looking in the complete opposite direction of Sunset. Rainbow stopped her giggles long enough to say,
Well, I'm pretty sure you were mentally undressing Twilight.
I was not.
Sunset's cheeks burned.
You were drooling.
Sunset rubbed her hand across her mouth, mortified to find a line of spit.
I was just zoning out. I wasn't even thinking about Twilight.
Truth be told, she couldn't remember anything between her promise to Twilight and now. Regardless, thanks to Sunset's staring, there was an awkward wall between her and Twilight. She kept her back turned and continued taking tiny nibbles out of her apple. The silences stretched on, making the wall harder to mount with each passing second. The lunchroom chatter dissolved into static as Sunset racked her brain to find the words to save the situation. She clenched a fist under the table.
Stupid Dash, making this worse than it already is.
There was no way Sunset could save face now.
Well then, embrace it,
her conscience whispered.
There's nothing wrong with liking Twilight. Who cares what they think?
Sunset nodded to herself.
Yeah, so what if I stared? Twilight's worth looking at.
Sunset scooted closer to Twilight.
Fine. I was staring at her. But I couldn't help it.
She leaned in.
I think you're very beautiful.
Twilight slowly turned around, eyes filled with surprise.
Really? Yes, really.
Sunset got an exuberant thrill from this newfound confidence. Twilight looked down at her apple.
I think you're beautiful, too.
Sunset couldn't help but grin. If she had known things would turn out this well, she would have told Twilight she was very beautiful a long time ago. Rainbow ruined the moment by loudly biting a carrot in half.
So you two gonna kiss or what?
Everyone around the table groaned.
What? I'm just asking.
As tempting as it was for Sunset to just grab Twilight and make out with her then and there, something in the back of her mind told her that now wasn't the right time. The bell ringing a moment later confirmed her feelings. The Raymoons disembarked from the lunchroom and headed for their separate classes. Twilight gave Sunset a little extra wave as she departed. Sunset licked her lips, watching Twilight's retreating form. She shook her head as her mind started to grow hazy.
Whoa, I really should get something to snack on.
Too bad her favorite snack had gone off to class. With the school day concluded, the Raymoons sat together on the stone wall that divided the parking lot from the school lawn. They each had a bottle of sweet apple acre cider in their hands as they watched the clouds roll over their heads. Sunset got an irritating itch every time the sun poked its head out. Twilight sat next to her, and it took all of Sunset's willpower not to tackle her to the ground. As much as she enjoyed this new surge of confidence, she wasn't sure she needed the desires that came with it. Pinky tossed the rest of hers back and belched loudly.
Excuse me.
Rarity waved her hand.
Indeed! So, guess what I heard in math today? It's super spooky.
Rainbow took a large gulp of her soda.
Let me guess. Some people are in the hospital because they randomly lost a lot of blood.
Pinky gasped.
Dashy! You're a psychic and you didn't tell me? No, I just heard it from Cloud Chaser. Flutter was one of the people admitted to the hospital last night.
Fluttershy almost dropped her bottle.
Oh no! Is she gonna be okay? I hope so. I've never seen Cloud Chaser so upset.
Sunset leaned forward so she could see Rainbow at the other end of the wall.
Well, the same thing happened to Octavia's dad, and she said he should be fine.
She stared into her empty bottle.
Still, this is really weird.
I say it was a vampire,
Pinky exclaimed. Sunset rolled her eyes.
Pinky, I told you, vampires don't exist.
Rainbow stuck her hand up.
Yeah, and I called BS on that, remember?
Yes, yes, Magic Pony Girl can't say things that are only a myth. I stand by what I said, that there are no vampires in this world, and I'm nearly positive there's none in Equestria. We have a lot of mythical things, but not vampires.
Pinky put her hands on her hips, trying to look serious.
Well, what else could have done it?
Sunset rubbed her neck, passing over the tiny teeth mark.
A very hungry bat.
Fluttershy cocked her head.
You mean the one that you said bit you?
Sure, I mean, maybe it's just weird and wants human blood.
Fluttershy tapped her fingers together.
Well, I suppose it's not out of the realm of possibility, but I'm still wondering why a bat is here in Canterlot in the first place.
Applejack sipped her drink and said, Someone's idea of an exotic pet? Every head turned to Pinky.
Hey, it wasn't me!
She held her hands up.
Besides, you know I take good care of Gummy. He never leaves my side.
She reached into her hair and pulled out the baby alligator.
See?
Twilight's jaw nearly hit the ground.
You have a pet alligator? And you keep him in your hair?
Sunset put a hand on her shoulder.
Let it go, Twi. You'll live longer.
But...
Sunset placed a finger on Twilight's lips. Trust me. She let it linger there for a moment before slowly pulling away.
Anyways, Applejack cut in, if there is an aggressive bat flying around and feeding on people, should we do something about it?
The sun peeked out from the clouds again, and Sunset hit her face behind her arm.
Unless it's sucking souls out of people, it's a problem for animal control, not us.
What are we, the magic police now?
Rainbow asked.
Oh my gosh.
Pinky jumped up and stood on the wall.
We could totally be superheroes. By day, we're your ordinary high school rock band. But by night, we're hunting down magical creatures and artifacts and saving the world from evil.
Applejack pulled her down.
No more sugar or Sailor Moon for you.
Time kept slipping away until the sky was orange with the dying glow of the sun. A car pulled into the parking lot and Twilight hopped off the wall.
That's my dad. I'll see you girls tomorrow.
She paused and gave an extra wave to Sunset before getting into the car. Sunset waved back. Her arm felt sluggish, as did the rest of her. Her skin was red from her persistent scratching, and she was even thirstier than before she drank the cider. She climbed down the wall, stumbling as she landed.
I think it's time for me to go, too. Still feeling kind of out of it.
Pinky leaned forward, narrowing her eyes and pursing her lips together.
Are you sure you're just sick, Sunset?
Sunset slapped her forehead.
Yes, Pinky, just because I got bit by a bat doesn't mean I'm a vampire. You watch too much television.
No, I watch just enough. That's why I've got my eyes on you.
She pointed to hers, then to Sunset's, then back to hers.
Good night, girls.
Sunset waved to the rest of them.
Good night, Sunset.
They chanted. Sunset hopped off her bike and took off down the street, wincing when the sun came out again.
She's just got you paranoid now. Just because you got sick after a bat bit you and you're a little sensitive to light doesn't mean you've suddenly become a vampire.
The rational part of her brain knew she was right. The half that thrived on magic still had some doubt, however.
But magic or not, a bat can't turn you into a monster. Even if there is some magical residue leaking into this world, that doesn't mean every fairy tale creature is going to pop into existence.
Sunset nodded. She just needed another night of rest and she'd be back to normal. Sweet nectar. Sunset ran her tongue across her mouth, sipping up every stray drop of blood. It ran down her throat, finally quenching the unbearable thirst that she had struggled with all day. She felt revitalized, energized. She still felt thirsty. The man laying on the ground before her had been delicious, a constant jogger out for a night run. His foolishness was Sunset's meal. He hadn't put up much of a resistance when Sunset got her teeth into him. Then again, none of them did. She walked across the open field of the park, enjoying the refreshing night air. So many smells dancing on the wind, it almost covered up the succulent aroma of blood. Her nose twitched, finding a new target. People in this town were either very brave or very stupid to be wandering around outside at night. Sunset got a running start, then leapt into the air, gliding against the wind and over the trees. When she lost the cover of the trees, she ascended higher, silhouetting herself against the lovely moon. Canterlot spread out before her, an entire buffet of fresh blood, thousands of meals just waiting to be had. Speaking of meals, Sunset spotted her next targets. The two girls were parting ways in front of a music store. One of them, Sunset recognized as Vinyl Scratch. She put her headphones on and stared down the street, grooving to her music.
Sunset growled in excitement. If she was fast enough, perhaps she could catch both girls.
She decided to start with Vinyl, following her from the rooftops. The rest of the street was empty, but Sunset waited until Vinyl neared an alleyway just to be safe. When Vinyl left the luminescent glow of a street lamp, Sunset dropped down onto the pavement, quieter than a feather. She drifted closer to Vinyl, slowly opening her mouth. Vinyl whipped around, taking a karate position before relaxing.
Oh, it's you, Sunset. Had me scared for a sec.
Sunset had her hands in her pockets, looking as casual as she could be.
Sorry about that.
Vinyl lifted her shades.
You okay? You look kinda... off.
I guess I'm just a little... thirsty.
She pulled her lips into a smile.
Wanna come get a soda with me?
Kinda late, isn't it? I mean, we do have school tomorrow.
Sunset took a step forward, her patience already wearing thin. Her eyes glowed bright red.
I insist.
One drink.
Vinyl's eyes took on the same crimson shade, and her entire body relaxed.
Yeah, sure,
she droned. She allowed Sunset to take her hand and pull her into the alley. Keeping Vinyl tranced was harder than Sunset realized. She could feel her strength being sapped by the effort. Once they reached the end alley, she wasted no time in spinning around and plunging her fangs into Vinyl's neck, allowing the trance to break. Blood streamed into Sunset's mouth, its rich flavor and smooth texture dancing over her tongue before sliding down her throat. She'd compare it to fine wine if she had ever tasted it before. Vinyl moaned and went limp in Sunset's grasp. She occasionally tried to raise a hand to defend herself, but the more life force Sunset drained, the less Vinyl resisted. Sunset came up for air, blood dribbling down her chin and onto her shirt. She hadn't meant to suck as much as she did, but Vinyl had tasted so good, surprisingly better than the jogger. She now lay curled on the cold ground, barely breathing. Something itched in the back of Sunset's conscience, something telling her that this was wrong. Her overwhelming hunger quickly silenced it, but she did agree leaving Vinyl in the dark alley at night was a bad idea. A wide smirk revealed Sunset's fangs. She would drop Vinyl off in front of the hospital, and then, if she was careful, perhaps she could get some snacks for the road. The bat flapped through the night, still hungry. So far, it had fed on 5 rats, a squirrel, and a cat, but after being stuck in a box and a closet for a whole day, it needed more sustenance than that. If that red-headed creature hadn't gone out last night, it probably would still be stuck flying around in her tiny living space. There was so much blood around it, but it couldn't get to any of it. It was locked away in those big buildings. And any time those weird tall things saw it flying through the air, they screamed and waved their limbs at it. It was so sick of feeding on tiny animals, though, it wanted a proper meal for once. And the blood that came out of the red-haired creature had been the best thing it had ever tasted, even if it was just a sip. It wanted more of that, more blood from those weird bipedal creatures. It flew over the black dirt road laid out between 2 gray dirt roads, past dozens of identical-looking buildings. It screeched once, more out of frustration than navigation. The echo came back, bringing more of the same landscape. Wait, something was slightly off. It hovered in the air, peering into the moonlit night. It screeched again, delighted to find one of the buildings had a hole in it, like at the purple pointy castle. It flapped as fast as it could, smelling blood on the other side. Through the hole, the bat saw a light green-skinned creature curled beneath a bundle of soft, odd-colored leaves. She had hair that matched her skin tone, streaked with white. She rolled over, showing off her neck. The bat swooped in and landed on her shoulder. She stirred but did not wake. Finally, it could eat. Sunset hissed as her alarm went off again. She smacked it, hearing a loud crack and a cry of broken static. She looked up from her pillow, seeing the alarm broken in half.
Crap! How'd I do that?
She pushed herself up, surprised to see herself still dressed in her clothes from yesterday. Her mind was foggy, and her mouth tasted like copper.
What did I do last night?
She got out of bed and looked around her room. The curtains were still drawn, keeping everything drowned in darkness. She flipped the light on, wincing at the bright burst, but quickly adjusted her eyes. Something on her desk caught her attention. She drew closer, her heart rate skyrocketing as she made out what it was.
How? When? What?
Packets of blood were laid across her desk, some full, some empty. With a shaky hand, she picked one up, watching the red fluid slosh around. A sharp hunger tore through her, and before she knew what she was doing, she tore the bag open and guzzled down its contents. She licked the excess blood from out of the pack, then tossed it away. Sunset stood, rigid, her eyes slowly coming back into focus. She looked down at her hands, flecked with drops of spilled blood. There was an urge to lick them off, an urge Sunset almost gave in to. She began to hyperventilate, her eyes dilating as the full weight of her actions crashed down on her. She looked into the mirror, seeing dried blood on her shirt and fangs retracting into her mouth.
No. No, 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 no. This can't be happening. How? They don't exist. I can't be. Vampire. Hey everybody, it's Sunset Shimmer. I hope you enjoyed the story. Be sure to like and subscribe,
and hit the bell button to be updated of uploads. Thank you. Have a nice day or night. Especially night.